Well, hey there, and welcome back. Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of July, 2025. And in honor of our hot weather and the Red Hot Brewers, I'll give you a heads up that today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. It is Wisconsin, so load up on your vitamin D while you can. Today we review how the Marquette Law School National Poll is simply telling us what we already know. We dig into the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file with a story about property taxes and go over a close but no cigar proposal to limit government spending. After all that fun, we end with a quote from POTUS number 27. Do you know who it is? I'll give you a hint. He's the only president that also served on the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I know supposedly the slow middle of summer is upon us, but we have plenty to get to, so let's jump into some news together. And let's start off with that Marquette Law School poll. Spoiler alert, it's a big nothing burger telling us what we've already assumed. Trump's approval ratings are pretty much unchanged, 45% approve, 55% disapprove. 91% of the people that voted for Trump currently approve of the job he's doing. 96% of the people that voted for Kamala Harris disapprove of the job he's doing as president. Generally, support or opposition of the One Big Beautiful Bill is partisan also, but leaning negative, and in general, people are supportive of the airstrikes on the Iran nuclear facilities. Most important topic to people right now, the economy, inflation, and the cost of living. Really, no surprises there. In other news, let's pull out a story from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file about a man in Kansas City. He decides he's going to start a business in kind of a rundown part of town. It used to be industrial, used to be booming before the GM plant closed, and now it's just been slowly decaying, and it's probably where he could actually afford to start a business. So what does Max Popoff do? He takes two rough around the edges buildings, and he cobbles together two small live music clubs. It's kind of funny. He named one Howdy and the other one Farewell. Anyway, he bootstraps his way to a couple of popular businesses. And wouldn't you know it, the city decides his two buildings need to get reassessed. Now, just one of the buildings is what we're talking about here. It's being reassessed, going from a worth of $56,000 to a value of $700,000. Absolutely a great example of no good deed goes unpunished. The risk and hard work of starting a business from scratch, and basically the government gets to grift all of his profits. The owners had to go to a GoFundMe page and is scrambling to keep the concept the same and the doors open. That's an increase of 1,100%. How can they even get away with going 10x on a property tax bill? It is crazy. In other news, unemployment rates for June came out, and in Wisconsin, they went down in 24 of the state's 35 largest cities. 63 counties had unemployment rates decrease. 8 stayed the same, with only Menominee County seeing an increase. In other news, Senator Chris Larson and Representative Ahmaud Riviera Wagner introduced a bill that would create oversight to the legislature spending taxpayer dollars on legal fees. The Democrat lawmakers think that spending $26 million since 2017 on private lawyers is a lot of taxpayer money that should be more transparent, since in that time, the Republicans were in leadership, so it was all dollars going towards them bickering with Josh Call and Governor Evers. Granted, they didn't initiate all of it. It was just the nature of what was going on. So they argue that since we're talking taxpayer money here, this should be more transparent. And since there aren't even any limits on the amount that can be spent on lawyers, it should at least be put to a full vote of the legislature. So, is there motivation about the, quote, trust and transparency, unquote, of government spending? Possibly. Is it to potentially get the minority side of the aisle to get leadership to be able to tip their hand on possible legal maneuverings? Possibly. The whole Gableman election investigation really was a mess in hindsight, but they also had to have representation for all those lawsuits that I was talking about before. So, it's funny. It just hit me how Josh Call's expenses to all of this isn't called into question. When he sues the legislature or signs on to a letter to sue the federal government, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, is this simply creating a bureaucratic step that will slow down progress, or is it a measure of transparency? Not sure. Is this the way to do it? Maybe. But just like Governor Evers will never sign a bill taking away any power of his veto pen, the Republicans will never let this bill get anywhere near the light of day. And finally, I give you the promised quote from POTUS number 27. Let's see if you guess who it was. This gentleman served as President of the United States from 1909 to 1913 and served as the 10th Chief Justice of the United States from 1921 to 1930. None other than William Howard Taft, who said, and I quote, "A government is for the benefit of the governed, not the governors." Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every, oh gosh, is it hot, corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.